Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Gotta get the beach house all cleaned up and ready to go. We got guests coming. Yeah, there is going to be, the people are under a mandatory evacuation order, and they are on their way to Winnipeg, Brandon, Portage, La Prairie, and all points in between. We're going to tell you how you can help. It's all coming up on the show this morning. Also on the way, are they going to start fining people for standing in the aisles when the next time you're on an airplane? One airline has introduced $70 fines. Word this morning that Meta is going to start opening physical stores. 17,000 people being evacuated as we speak, and they are coming this way. We need to, as the premier said, make room, get ready. Hotels are going to be slammed, packed. They're going to start opening hockey rinks, hockey arenas, curling rinks, community centers. It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck situation, especially if they cannot contain these fires that continue to move from Saskatchewan into Manitoba and possibly further south. So we have got to stop these things. Our thoughts are with everybody that is being evacuated right now. We're going to show you how you can help. And I'll have, if you just are joining the show at the start and you're not going to be sticking around because you got other things to do, I do invite you to visit my website at TylerGlennShow.com. I'll have all the ways that you can help, what is happening locally. If you want to donate to the Red Cross, Manitoba Fire Relief, you can do that. They're all set up to receive donations and so on. But a very serious situation up there. This is the Victoria Inn in Brandon will be Red Cross reception locally. That is over on Victoria Avenue. Please see the resource table at Red Cross reception at the Victoria Inn for local information. The Brandon Friendship Center is already getting involved. They've got some meals coming next week. They'll be updating for Brandon community members. We will be looking for appropriate seasonal clothing donations, baby items, strollers, toys, games, bathing suits, snacks, etc. We kindly ask that items be clean and in good shape, and that you hold on to them until next week when we can get space for storage, which we are working on this morning. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, of course, is at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Get fast, trusted service, and then they'll make a donation for you to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House as part of your purchase. Hey, tomorrow is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. It means all kinds of samples. It means all kinds of deals. 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, just east of Murray GM. Legal help is just a phone call away if buying or selling a house. If you are making some changes to your business or you're looking at doing a will, App Law Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. We're not really keeping track of the Diddy trial, but this stopped me in my tracks when it came to light the shocking revelations at the Diddy trial. Did you hear this? I'm not talking about the baby oil that he was buying by the tanker. Diddy apparently is eating his burgers, or did eat his burgers, with applesauce. And was a huge fan of Heinz ketchup. He had ketchup on everything. And we're the show about food and fun places in mayhem. And I'm like, whoa, 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 applesauce on hamburgers? And it is Burger Week. Yesterday was Burger Day. And we've had burger-themed content throughout the entire week, including the best fast food burgers. Yesterday was about the best local burgers. And today, we're talking about weird or wacky or odd things that people put on their burgers. TMZ caught up with a chef at LAX and like a super famous chef.
The other day, it was an assistant claiming that Diddy makes him carry around applesauce and puts it on his ham or his cheeseburger. And a lot of people are going, yo, is this like actually delicious? Are we missing out on this? Like, forget about, you know, it's hard to forget about all that. But is this like a hack?
Look. You learn the most interesting things in the most horrible situations. And this is certainly an awful, awful thing. And that, you know, yes. with the trial and his behavior awful. And the his behavior towards women is reprehensible.
And the evil. Baby oil.
And the baby the oil. The issue of garnishes on hamburgers
yeah.
is one of the biggest and most hotly debated things. It's almost as hotly debated as pineapple on pizza.
Which is fine because it's Canadian.
Exactly.
I like it too, especially with smoky meats. Okay. And I think
salty
if you have something
too.
Acidic, I have had hamburgers with thinly sliced green apple.
What?
That has been out of control.
Okay.
Really good. It's something crisp and sour with grilled meat is really, really nice. So, I mean, I have to say, I don't like to yuck on anyone's yum, but applesauce in a hamburger is a complete travesty. And of course he likes that because he's...
Andrew Zimmern. Is a world-renowned chef. I didn't recognize him. Gordon Ramsay's somebody I can recognize, but I thought his answer was excellent because he was able to say, listen, this guy obviously done some terrible, terrible things, but let's talk food here and talk weird things on burgers. Green apple, thinly sliced. Another thing I got to try. Ryan says, I had a burger and put onion rings on it. That's not odd, though, because I think as soon as you've got some fast food places... or even ma and pa places that adopt those toppings, it's no longer odd, unique, or weird. KDD said, I shred potatoes into the meat as I'm making the burgers instead of eggs and breadcrumbs. Isn't that interesting? If you were on my website yesterday, you would have seen that the top chefs in the world are saying that shredding frozen butter into your hamburger meat is a really cool thing to do. I tried that one time. My burger fell apart. So there's obviously a trick to it. If you are going to shred some butter into your burger, then you may want to Google that. Make sure you've got a recipe. Can't just shred the butter. I did something wrong. I missed something on that. But it adds that buttery flavor. Coincidentally, Culver's was picked as the top fast food burger available, and it's got a butter burger. The butter on your burger is awesome. I guess you could do that, too. You could take like a frozen piece of butter and put it on a hot burger and then put the bun quickly on top. That tastes good. Pebble says, jalapeno kettle cooked chips on your burger. MJ says, I only need lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, ketchup, and mayo. Don't complicate things. Quentin likes grilled pineapple and banana peppers. That would actually make a great pizza topping too. Pineapple, banana pepper, and something salty. Like a really good salted bacon, pineapple, and banana pepper. Oh, doesn't that sound good? Christine likes a fried egg on her burger. However, Michelle has strawberry jam on hers. I got to figure out that butter thing. You know who's got it figured out is Ryan Reynolds, because his new breakfast hit, the Tim Hortons Breakfast Made the Ryan Way, 100% Canadian freshly cracked eggs, perfectly scrambled and served up with crispy hash browns, sausage crumble, and a creamy chipotle sauce. Tim Hortons of Westman with 10 area locations to serve you. Looking forward to the Smile Zone opening at the Brandon Clinic mid-June. Seeing those pictures, they're wonderful. If you are a member of the Players Club, ask about Canadian at Par. You can also ask about the big trampoline park that is set to open in just a matter of days. SkyDancerCasino.com. Give a follow on their social media channels, if you would, where the sky's the limit. The no money miracle. You do not need any money. Do not pay anything until 2027, even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest OAC on your FlexiCard at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon in the West End. Meta is opening retail stores. What the hell is Facebook going to sell? Meta, this is a company that owns Facebook and Instagram, apparently working on some retail stores. Meta opened its first retail store in 2022. So what did they sell, like computer equipment, or what are they? Shoppers test out some of its hardware products, including Meta Quest VR headsets and Ray-Ban glasses. An expansion could boost its sales of hardware products like smart glasses. Oh, I can't wait for those to take hold. The combination of AI and smart glasses are going to be awesome. Because then when people are wearing smart glasses, you will see people on rides at the Disneyland or Disney World. That'll be entertaining. What do you want to see people do while they're wearing their glasses? Not that, not that. Well, you will see that too. There will be undoubtedly that. The Ray-Ban Facebook glasses. A Delta flight erupts into chaos. Forget snakes on a plane. This is birds on a plane. How does a bird get into the plane?
We're talking a pair of pigeons. The chaos began shortly after boarding when a pigeon began flying around the cabin. There you see him there. It was removed by the ground crew, but as the plane taxied out for takeoff, a second bird appeared. Delta has apologized for the disruption to the flight, which was going from Minneapolis to Madison, Wisconsin.
This is when we needed Quentin on the plane. Hang on, everybody. I got my shotgun with me. Boom, boom, no, Quentin, no, boom, boom, boom. Ah, pigeons are gone. Pigeon problem solved. We got a hole on the side of the airplane. Someone asked, what is something you say to scammers instead of hanging up the phone? Do you still even get these calls? I'm not getting these calls. Thank God. Scammer calls used to be telemarketers. What is something you say to scammers instead of hanging up? My grandfather let them do their whole speech for about 20 minutes. He then told them he didn't have his hearing aid in. Ooh, that's a good one. Sorry,
I don't have my hearing aid in.
They hung up immediately. Ooh, that's a good one to remember. The scammer was Indian. I'm Indian. I put on my Indian accent, then accused him of putting on a bad fake Indian accent to make fun of me and told him he should be ashamed of himself. Oh, that's mean. Just start chanting in Latin. Just start chanting in Latin. That's a good way. I don't know any Latin, though. I don't think these happen much anymore. But when they did, Old Chicky says, I've gotten 2 marriage proposals. Really? That's kind of cool. I always screech, welcome to Shining Dragon Buffet. You place an order. Oh, my God. I've done this for people that have come to the door to sell stuff. Do you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Them, yes. Me, he wants you to quit calling. Someone taught me that when you get people at your door and they're all dressed up, they're in their suit and tie, you know what I'm talking about. And they say, hey, we've got some pamphlets for you. I just say, I'm Catholic. And I'm not Catholic, but it shuts down the conversation so quick. Blessed Mama says, my ex said someone he knows showed up to the door in his underwear. you mentioned it. That's who I was talking about the Catholic thing. The Catholic thing also works. Showing up in your underwear also works. Or showing up with no underwear. You see them coming up the drawer. You're never going to see them again. And you're in your own home. It's not like you are, you know, public nakedness. You just right down to nothing. And then you open the door and they're like, hello, did I catch you at a bad time? No, let's have a conversation here. How are you today? And see how long you could keep the conversation going. Because if there's something that makes people uncomfortable, it's nudity. Conversation comes to an abrupt halt very quickly. So nakedness could help solve the problem. It seems that we have more people showing up at the door than calling, which would make sense in 2025. I used to get a lot of home security calls offering alarm systems and cameras. I would, of course, ask all the curious questions and lead them to believe I was using the alarm system and cameras to keep people inside the house. So will someone escape if I put these alarm systems? Ooh.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
for standing in the aisle. This is stupid. Because I like to stand in the aisle. I'm a big guy. You're cramming me on the plane. And whenever I get an opportunity to stand up, I like to do it. I like to walk around a little bit. Sometimes I'll even visit with people if they lock eyes with me and they smile and they nod. Say, hey, how's it going? Have a good flight, blah, 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 blah. But I got to stand because I've got to stretch my legs. This major airline has announced $70 fines for anyone standing in the aisle. The rule is an attempt to discourage the longtime practice that is prevalent around the world of standing in the aisles. Why? They've got a name for it. Aisle lice. What the f... Oh, this isn't during the flight. This is when the plane lands. Turkish Aviation Authority said flyers who stand up and crowd airplane aisles while waiting to get off the plane will be fined $70 for disrespecting the space of their fellow passengers. Customers are now required to wait until the person in front of them leaves to begin exiting the aircraft. They have a ticket. You know, you're saying goodbye to the stewardesses and the captain as you leave your plane. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for flying us. Thank you. Here's your ticket for standing up. You can take this ticket and stick it. Hey, Sunrise Credit Union is giving away $24,000 in scholarship money. So if you have somebody that is graduating, look at the BU grads. They're going to be graduating today and tomorrow. You want to be part of that. You have somebody in your crew that wants to be a post-secondary graduate. You're going to need some funds. And the application process is only on for a few more days at Sunrise Credit Union. SunriseCU.MB.ca. Tonight, Kathleen LaGlass is back with her Resin Beach Rounds Workshop. That goes from 7 till 9. Don't forget, Buffalo Bar this weekend. Shows Friday and Saturday night start at 8:30. And this weekend, David Graham, Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local co-ops. They can put some gas in your tank, too. And every time you spend money at the co-op, they put it on your co-op number. Your purchase is recorded as far as the amount that is spent. At the end of the year, that money could be coming back to you in the form of a dividend check. Co-ops of Westman at Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. Interesting. Is it okay to leave your cell phone charger or device charger plugged in all the time? I don't know about you, but in our household, this is basically what every wall in my house looks like. Every wall in every room has some kind of device cord hanging out of it. Is this safe? Is this okay? Power leaks into the cord. You actually are consuming power by leaving your cords plugged in like this. It's not like leaving your TV on or all the lights in your house on at the same time. And it's not like it's going to cause a fire hazard, but it does consume a small bit of electricity by leaving it plugged into the wall. Who knew? Maybe you knew this. I didn't know this. I thought this goes into what's inside the charger. And look at it. It's not just a little piece of plastic. It's got some guts in it. Chargers consume power even when not charging. It's called vampire power. It's real. If you leave it plugged in, a charger will continuously draw a small amount of power. Maybe everybody knew that. I thought that, hey, it's a cord. How does a cord use power? I guess it does. Vampire power. Carrot maxing. I bet you this is what Trump does. People were having a hard time getting a tan this year. I don't know how you could do that. I would guess I'm blessed in that. You know, I go out in the sun, there's some color that's going to erupt. TikTokers are resorting to a very creative and weird way to get a tan this summer. They'll get orange, all right. I'll explain coming up in a second. First, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're in the market for an electric vehicle, please see Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. And at Auto Fashion, should you get hail, scratches, dents, need to get any of that stuff out of your vehicle, see our friends at Auto Fashion for paintless dent repair. They're MPI and SGI accredited. They do detailing, ceramic coating, paint protection, and more. Find them at autofashion.ca. And at Kuiper's Family Bakery, what a great way to celebrate Burger Week than with the best burgers in, or the best buns for burgers in Brandon. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your neighborhood go-to for irresistible handcrafted baking. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. So apparently people who are having a hard time tanning this summer are carrot maxing. What's carrot maxing? What is carrot?
It is carrot, Maxine. People all over the internet are saying that eating carrots once a day will give you amazing benefits. I actually did my own research on this, and it actually says that there are some benefits. Eating real raw carrots a day will give you a good tan. These people right here are kind of living proof that carrot maxing actually kind of works. Carrots have also been shown to have face slimming effects. And you guys, I'm not one of your corny looks maxers. This stuff actually kind of works.
I love TikTok. Another way that you can get orange, Cheetos. Cheetos are a good way. They start with your fingers, but if you're, you know, eating them in a messy way, your skin can turn orange. Carrots are known to turn your skin orange. Do you have a hard time tanning? Do you use a special bronzing? Do you find that you tan easy? How is your tanning going? How is your tanning going, Sunseekers? We're into the summer months here. Yeah, it's tanning season, so let's get out there. You know what? Get some carrots in you. Yeah, carrots to make your skin orange. Just bizarre. Doodle-doodle. I dated a girl once who ate carrots every day. Her skin had an orange hue. I know that when you're cutting carrots up, they turn your fingers orange just like the Cheetos. So, well, we are rounding the corner in the final few minutes of our show, and we are scraping the bottom of the barrel. I see on my social media channels, people are all whipped up about MPI not having enough people to teach driver's ed. So the Tyler Glenn Show is now moving behind the wheel. I will be you know how they've got the shows where they've got like the taxi cabs driving around and they're doing shows, and what is that called? Like cash cab or something like that? Taxi cab confessions. The Tyler Glenn Show teaches people how to drive. I could do that. I had a perfect record. I am perfect behind the wheel. Never even had a speeding ticket, but that's not true. I have never even had a parking ticket. Oh, that's not true either. But I've never been in an accident. No, I've been in a couple fender, but no. But I could, people could learn to, they could crash cab instead of cash cab. Yeah, it might be. Well, it's sponsored by MPI, so it could be good for business. Although it's a monopoly. It's not like MPI needs to market anywhere. We're in Canada. It's a one-system situation. But no, people are upset. It was interesting because in both Brandon and Winnipeg, literally hundreds of people lined up. Hundreds of people. Please teach my kids how to drive. There's just not enough driving instructors. At least they haven't hired enough. So people are upset. People had to line up. They spent the night. Normally it's Taylor Swift that gets this kind of attention where people are like lined up for 2 days. They're camping out so that they can get tickets to Taylor. In Canada, we line up for 2 days so that you can teach my child how to drive an automobile, which really is kind of in the best interest of everybody, because if we have a bunch of uneducated idiots on the road, we know what happens. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe MPI is just saying, we got enough. It's all good. Don't worry about it. That's why you have insurance. This message brought to you by MPI. That's why you have insurance. Don't worry about it. But it's happening more and more, whether it be driver's ed, whether it be specialty sports. It just seems we're short on everything. We're short on everything except lumber to burn. And trees. Tracy says we couldn't get our son in last year, so we trained him. My kids, we actually hired a driving instructor. We hired a driving instructor, and based on, you know, spending countless days in a lineup, because this has been happening for years. And so, it wasn't super expensive. And at that time, with so many immigrants coming to our community, there were several driving schools. I don't even know if a lot of them still exist anymore. But several of the driving schools were quite inexpensive, actually, to take the kids around. And it was one-on-one teaching, and they're teaching new Canadians to drive. I figured they could teach my kids to drive, and thankfully they did. Oh, they failed a couple of times when they did the test, but they got her done. All the insurance places lined up so that we'll spend the night. Well, you know what? And I guess sometimes the journey is half the fun. Sometimes the journey is half the fun. And, you know, spending that quality time with a loved one, you know, there's worse things. You know, you could be spending time in a car driving away as fast as you could from northern Manitoba with your home in the rearview mirror and a whole bunch of smoke. So from the department of things could always be worse. But we'll continue our state of emergency, and we will hope for a win for the Oilers, so we'll have something positive and fun and uplifting to discuss tomorrow, Sunseekers. I can't wait. Guys, hey, thank you so much for your patience. Another one of those tough ones. I appreciate you participating and humoring me and having some fun to at least try to alleviate the stresses of the world, even for a brief period of time. Have an amazing day, and hopefully we shall see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.